Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or even to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels and, of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za. The first time I had an Audi Q7 on test, I compared this behemoth to the QE2. It was that large, larger than its Porsche or VW siblings. With the 4.2-litre diesel, it was a beast. As a side note, I needed to be rescued from a shallow river crossing in this and was done so by the late Lannis Snayman and family. The Cederberg also ate a low-profile tire on this trip, forced the engine into limp mode and made me forever understand that picking the right spec for the job beyond the model line is super important. But I digress. My surprise at the latest Audi Q7 when it arrived in my driveway is big. Well, maybe big is the wrong word, because the Q7 somehow feels right-sized now. While still hugely spacious, it no longer feels oversized in any way. I've just returned the 55 TFSI 250kW Black Edition from a road test. You get about 500 newton meters of torque. It is superb. Black Edition means that the chrome work is murdered out in modern speak. This over 2 million rand vehicle as tested is awesome. 0 to 100 in 5.6 seconds, 8-speed autobox, and there were some usual tick box surprises. Adaptive cruise control is a tick that will set you back 8 grand, adding swerve and turn assist to that another 25. The head-up display is a mere 32k, and the carbon bits and the like add another 60. Rear OLED lights add 23, and adaptive front ones 19.5. Electric seats were another 5, and having warm leather on the twirly thing we call a steering wheel, nearly 5. And that's about the list of dislikes. Only those numbers. The rest is pretty perfect. Looks, handling, ride, NVH, and composure are all top notch. I really mean that. I particularly like the display on the electronic dash that identifies which accessories are at the moment chewing power. I've never seen that before, and it's kind of cool. The interior lighting is for once cool and understated while being exceptionally detailed and not looking like a teen who loved disco light spec'd it. Job well done. And other manufacturers could take notes there. Audi claims 9.3 litres per 100 kilometres, and this is a stretch in my testing, which came back in the low teens, with admittedly a lot of brisk driving and a fair amount of city driving, but you do get what is essentially a huge GT-style station wagon that is a pleasure to drive across provinces in absolute comfort. And this SUV feels like a great estate car, well, it feels more like a great estate car than a butch SUV, and I, for one, absolutely love that. Shortlist the Q7 if you need a big family wagon that does it all. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.